Jeremy Kahn. When I looked at the all-star roster, I thought to myself, Orioles in last place, man, I would love to see Jackson Holliday in the all-star game on the all-star roster, but I don't know whether there's a snub. And then I start looking at the roster construction, and I'm like, yeah, it's definitely a snub because he's the second best, statistically, the second best second baseman in the American League. Who's the other second baseman on the roster?
So right now, they did put Brandon Lau on the roster.
Oh, they did put him on.
But hold on. So here's what they do. They list middle infielders. That's how they list them.
Gotcha.
And then infield or, you know, or outfield, infield, however they have it set up. Because the starters, if you want to look at the game, because you're gonna see why I think this is kind of goofy. So they have Jose Ramirez, absolutely should start at third base.
Yeah.
Second base is Torres, which, again, he's having a good year.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to argue it. And then you look at who they picked up. They picked up Alex Bregman, who hasn't played since the end of May. So he's not playing in the All-Star game. That allows him to replace someone else. Is this kind of a tip of the cap to some of these guys that are hurt to say, hey, you're going to get your All-Star bonus, but you're not going to play in the game? I think Jackson Holliday ends up being an All-Star regardless.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%. Because Lau's hurt now, and he's going to be out for a while. And then the other person they put in the game, Alex Bregman's still hurt. Is he going to be back for the All-Star game? So that's two guys that are out right now in that infield. And then they add in Jazz Chisholm, and he's supposed to be the guy that beats out
Jackson Holliday. Who plays third base.
Jazz Chisholm hasn't played second base the entire season. The entire season. And as you pointed out to me, it's like, he could have been a defensive replacement at second, but he's played third base the whole year. Plus, he spent a good portion of time on the IL. What is it with these managers that go, okay, all right, he missed 2 weeks, but no big deal. I mean, we just have Alex Bregman, who he had good numbers. He's got 11 bombs in that short period of time. But he's missed most of the – he's played 51 games. He's almost missed half of that. Why are you putting him in the All-Star game?
Well, Jazz Chisholm has played a little bit at second base.
Well, I just looked up his – he may have been a defensive replacement. Did he start any games at second base?
He started 29 games there.
The thing I had said he
didn't. According to Baseball Reference. Is this Jazz Chisholm I'm looking at?
I mean, if you're looking at the...
Yeah, Jazz Chisholm.
Because I just pulled it up and they said he played zero games.
2025, looks like he, at Yankees, he played 29 games at second base, 29 games at third.
All right, well, I'll check it and double check it and match it up with what I had. But what I had said he hadn't played at all. But regardless, like even picking these guys up that have been hurt for extended periods of time, should they be faulted for that? Are their numbers as good? Should you be credited for playing more games than these guys? And again, you pointed out who the manager is.
Yeah.
And he's going to pick who he wants from his team. Yeah. Karen Boone.
Karen Boone is the manager. Actually, he was pretty nice to me.
He
actually knew my name. I was shocked.
How?
When I did the Roku game.
Oh.
I walked in his office. We did the pregame interview. He said, hey, how you doing, Rob? And he grabbed my hand. I'm like, oh.
Karen. You don't know why, though?
No, why?
He stopped off at a Royal Farms and he saw your name written
along
on one of the gas stations.
How did he know it was Rob, though?
Huh? Oh, because he'd heard. I mean, everybody's pointing out, that's Rob Long. That's the radio guy. He's tagging everything in town.
Could you isolate that, please? I'm tagging everything in town. 410-583-1057, that's the number. So you believe Jackson Holliday will ultimately get the nod?
Well, you look at it. We have Brandon Lau's hurt. And Alex Bregman, is he going to come back just for the All-Star game? I haven't seen when he's supposed to come back. And again, I don't know if that's a tip of the cap to these players to say, hey, I know you've got bonuses. The Jazz Chisholm thing makes sense because of him being on Aaron Boone's roster. Like, he missed a good portion of time. And up until recently, I mean, he had like four homers he hit in a row. I think over this past week, he had a home run he hit in four out of five games or four games in a row or something like that. And that's what makes his numbers look even better right now. But when they were making these decisions, this wasn't the case. So and it just seems like BS, but I do think Jackson Holliday gets in. And, you know, I was getting angry earlier. I saw Coleman had posted something about bad teams usually only get one all-star or last place teams. And people are chiming in going, well, he doesn't deserve to be, like, Jackson doesn't deserve to be there. They should send Gunner to play second. What are you talking about?
Well, you guys to be honest with you, with the way they're doing this now, it didn't make sense to me earlier, Jeremy. Now it does. If you're telling me Jazz Chisholm is the answer to a second baseman not being able to play when he played 29, I don't care that he played 20. He only played 29 games there out of 80-something games. So if that's the answer, well, yeah, Gunnar Henderson now could be the answer. Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. If you're picking middle infielder and not second baseman.
This would be akin to them not putting Ryan O'Hearn in at DH, putting him in at first base because he had 20-some games there. You know, and O'Hearn was saying, hey, look, I played the outfield, I played first mm-hmm. base, but we all know what his main role in this team is. It's the hit. So nobody's going to complain about him being put at DH. But Jazz has played third more than he's played anywhere else. I'm still looking for it. Like, I did have this article. I wrote it down. Anyway, but when you're looking at what Jazz has done this year, I mean, the power numbers are there clearly, but it's a lot of it's come in the past week or so. He's got 15 bombs. What does Jackson have? 12?
Yeah.
Is he around there?
Well, this is based on yesterday for your boy Jazz Chisholm. Yankee manager Aaron Boone told reporters Chisholm is dealing with some shoulder stuff that has been bothering him for a couple of weeks. It'll be Peraza in the hot corner and DJ LeMay somehow. But so basically, he did not play yesterday.
And he's hurt too. Yeah, they're saying he might not be back until Wednesday.
Gleyber Torres, you forgot about him. He wasn't in the lineup Sunday either. Torres is out Sunday afternoon showdown of abundance of caution following an early exit from Saturday's game with a neck contusion. So some of these guys, you know.
Well, again, I think there is some placating to getting guys in the All-Star game so they hit their bonuses. But why on earth would you end up picking a bunch of – because tell me if I'm wrong, but the manager picks the all the other pieces, right? The pitchers yes. and all that. And you'd have to think, too, with like Kyle Stowers making the All-Star game as an outfielder is really taken away from some of the other outfielders that you're going to have. It's once they get that one position. And we'll see if the Marlins get another one. I thought maybe their catcher who came on and was hitting the hell out of the ball for the longest period of time, the kid Augustin Ramirez. Mm-hmm. I thought there was a chance for him. And when you look at their pitching staff, there's just not a lot there. They have a lot of decent pitchers who aren't having the type of year you'd expect them to have.